Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program today Area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Surrey and Allegheny Extension Office, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well.
I am, and I hope you are.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and we have a really good topic today. It should get our juices flowing, our taste buds moving, because we're going to talk about salsa, right?
That is right. When we think of summertime and tomatoes coming in, along with a lot of herbs and fresh vegetables, salsa just fits that bill.
Do you do, on a personal level, do you make your own salsa?
My husband and I do enjoy making salsa. Last year, our garden produced lots of tomatoes, so we had to think of ways to use them, and salsa was the most popular.
I would say so. Let's talk about some of the ways that you can use salsa, too, some of the things that you can involve with salsa.
Sure. Salsa is actually the Spanish word for sauce, and when we think of sauces, you can use those as dips or garnishes. They can be put on eggs. It can be added to meat, fish, chicken dishes. You can even do fruit salsas and use those as a topping for ice cream. So the possibilities are really endless. We can be very creative and come up with lots of different types of salsas.
I have never heard of fruit salsa before.
I actually had it, and it's delicious.
Is it?
The recipe that we have for fruit salsa includes strawberries, kiwis, pineapple, just a little bit of sugar, apple, and you mix all that fruit together and let those flavors blend, and then you can serve it with some cinnamon tortilla chips, and it's delicious.
Oh, great. Our guest is Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we are talking salsa, and I'm already hungry. We're just 2 minutes into the interview.
Think about salsa. One of the benefits is it can add a lot of taste without adding lots of calories. It doesn't really have any extra sodium, so it's a great way to enhance the flavors of our food. There's just lots of different ways that you can make it depending on your preference as far as if you like it really hot or sweet or spicy.
What would you, let's say you're going to make what most of us consider a typical salsa, what ingredients are involved and what process do you go through for that?
Typically with fresh salsa, you're going to use tomatoes, some onions, whatever type of pepper you like, depending on the degree of hotness, some vinegar, lemon juice, lime juice, maybe some cumin, garlic, salt, which would be optional. And you blend those ingredients together and let it sit. Typically, if we let those flavors blend for about an hour, your flavor is going to be better. And we actually want to keep our salsa in the refrigerator while we're letting those flavors blend together. Once those foods are cut, it's a perishable food, and we really don't need to let our perishable food sit out for more than 2 hours. And especially as hot as it's been, foods warm up pretty quickly. If you're going to serve this at a buffet type meal, or if you're just having some friends over and are going to leave it sitting out for a while, it probably would be a good idea to put your salsa in a smaller bowl and then sit that down in a larger bowl that's filled with ice.
So you do keep it cool.
Yeah. Keep it cooler. And probably don't want to put out a whole lot at one time. And it would be better to sit out a fresh bowl every so often. We really don't want to put new salsa in on top of the old, because there again, that salsa is going to be out longer than what it needs to be. Refrigerate and use up any salsa that's not been served within 3 to 4 days after you prepare it. It's not a shelf-stable product, and things that we buy at the grocery store have gone through a lot more processing than what we would do with fresh salsa that's made at home. So even if you leave the jars of salsa that you purchase in your refrigerator after it's open for quite a while, the salsa that you make, you would need to use it up within about 3 or 4 days.
So all these wonderful ingredients involved in salsa, you still have to understand and think that they're perishable, and you gotta keep it cool till serving time.
That is exactly right. If you do make any of the fruit salsas, you want to make sure that you coat them with some acidic juice, such as lemon juice, orange juice, pineapple juice, or use something like Fruit Fresh, just to keep those things from turning brown. It's going to be a lot more appealing to look at if those fruits don't turn brown. And just like the vegetable salsa, you still would want to let it sit for about an hour to let those flavors blend. in the refrigerator before you would serve it.
And the traditional salsa, you mentioned that depending on how hot you want it, what kind of pepper is that? Is it the pepper that always is what makes the salsa hot?
It's going to be those peppers, yeah. And it, depending on what type of peppers you use, you might even want to use gloves when you're cutting those up, because some of them are quite warm. We like things a little bit warm at our house. Actually, I like things a little bit warm. My husband typically adds some hot sauce in on top of his, because he likes his a little bit warmer. But that's one of the fun things about making it yourself, is that you can make it the way you like it.
Sure. And also, when you're doing that with the peppers, don't be wiping your eyes and stuff.
No.
You will know in a hurry.
Or nibbling on a snack as you do it, because whatever's on your fingers is going to transfer to that food. You might get a bite of something that's a whole lot hotter than what you thought it should be.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's the Area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with Surrey and Allegheny Cooperative Extension offices. Are there places, Carmen, where we could go to maybe get some simple recipes or some complicated recipes about salsa, how we can make it on our own?
We actually have salsa recipes at the Extension office. So if you want to contact us, the office number here in Surrey is 336-401-8025.
Terrific.
Or the Allegheny office is 336-372-5597. One of our most popular brochures is actually a food preservation salsa fact sheet called Celebrating with Safe Salsa. And this is kind of an area that's a little new to a lot of people. Through the years, we've canned green beans and tomatoes, but salsa might be something that people haven't tried before. And so we have a great fact sheet with lots of salsa recipes that are designed to be used in a processed method. Sometimes people will say, well, I have a good salsa recipe, I'm just going to can it myself. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that the recipes that we use for salsa actually need to be recipes that have been tested.
Okay.
So if you make a great salsa, make that up and serve it to your family and friends fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You could technically freeze it, although freezing salsa sometimes changes the texture a little bit. You might want to try just doing a little bit to start with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do salsa in bulk, you would need to use an approved recipe in order to make it safe. And you need to follow that recipe according to the ingredients that are listed.
Yeah.
It's designed as a particular for that recipe, the ingredients that are in there, and we know that that particular recipe is safe, where we really don't know what individuals put in their own, and we would hate for somebody to get sick.
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't know how it would react to the canning process or whatever.
That is exactly right. Okay. The ingredients that are put in there, you know, there has to be a proper proportion of that acid versus the tomatoes and the peppers and the other ingredients. Mm-hmm. And if you change that, then it might not be a safe recipe to can.
Well, Carmen, I'm pretty sure what I'm having for lunch today now.
Some salsa.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us. Once again, your number at the two different offices you work with?
Sure. The number in Allegheny County is 336-372-5597.
Mm-hmm.
And the Surrey office is 336-401-8025. And we would love to share salsa recipes with people.
That sounds like fun, and it sounds delicious too. Carmen Long, as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you. Certainly hope you have a great rest of the day. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Danny.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.